Welcome to the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Good morning if you're in America, good afternoon in the UK, good evening if you're in India and all the way over to Singapore. Lovely to have you here. It's February already. How did that happen? Normally, January really drags its feet, but here we are already in February. And I'm going to share with you, it's a special day for me today. It is my wedding anniversary. I want you to guess how many years I've been married. You're looking at me and thinking it can't be that long. It's 44 years. 44 years. I'm not sure what kind of a prize you get at 44 years, but the prize is just that we've had 44 years together. And today, rather than going through the media, I'm going to be looking at books on menopause. I'm going to be recommending to you some of my favorite books. And I am absolutely shameless that the first book I'm going to recommend is my own book, Hot Women, Cool Solutions. Now, if you're watching us on Facebook, I'm actually going to hold up a copy. So join us on Facebook so you can see a copy of the book, Hot Women, Cool Solutions. And it's all about how to manage your symptoms at menopause. It was the first book that I wrote. And it kind of grew as I was writing it because I wanted to give women all of the options for treatment, to understand what the symptoms were, to understand about hormone therapy. And there are loads of bonus gifts that go with it as well. So unashamedly, I am promoting Hot Women, Cool Solutions. And in fact, I issued a second edition of it last year. So when you go to Amazon, look for Hot Women, Cool Solutions, second edition. And then I wasn't satisfied after I wrote that book. I wanted to explain more about what we need to eat at menopause. What we're eating, our nutrition at menopause is really important. So I worked with a nutritionist and developed cool recipes for hot women. You can see a bit of a theme here coming with the hot women. So cool recipes for hot women was about what you need to be eating, what you could be avoiding at menopause. And then my lovely co-writer, co-author, Jenny Tishy, wrote some recipes and said what each recipe was good for. So cool recipes for hot women. Hot Women Rock, after which this show is named, you can see behind me. And that book was How to Find Your Midlife Entrepreneurial Mojo. That's what I did. I got to menopause. I'd achieved what I wanted to achieve in my career and then was walking to work and crying. That is the point when it's like the universe has given you a little tap on the shoulder and said, is everything okay? And you can ignore it if you want to, but sometimes the universe gets a little bit more feisty and might give you a bit more of a tap or a bit of a slap and says, really, is this where you want to be? So I decided to listen to what the universe was saying. I came home and said to my husband, I'm not going to carry on doing that job anymore. And I changed direction completely and retrained as a coach and a therapist. So in that book, I wanted to unpack like the mindset that you need in order to do that. But my guest today, I think, is going to give us a much bigger tip. So hang on in there. The next book, oh my goodness, is another one of mine, which I published last year, which is Menopause, Mind the Gap. Now, in this instance, I'm talking about what happens when you're in the workplace at menopause, because it can be an unfriendly place. So really, I wrote that book for employers, HR, equality and diversity, to explain what needs to be done to support women at menopause. And yeah, given lots of great information in that book. Okay, that's the end of my books now. So another book that I love is by Marilyn Glenville, who is based here in the UK, and she's a nutritionist. So her take on it is what you're eating, the supplements, and she's going through the hormonal changes that are happening. I think I have, yep, I've got her book here. So if you're on Facebook, you will see it appearing. So she's written a number of books about menopause. I love that one. It's called Natural Solutions for Menopause, where she's really explaining the whole nutritional part of it and giving you lots of good tips in there. because I think nutrition is so important, another recommendation is It's Not You, It's Your Hormones by Nikki Williams. And Nikki is another nutritionist. I think she trained under Marilyn Glenville. And this is not just about menopause. It's that whole period before menopause, what's going on with your hormones, how you can be eating at that stage of life. So you can see the nutrition side, I think, is really important. The next one, I don't have a copy of to show you, although I can tell you it is on my Kindle, and it's called Me and My Menopausal Vagina. Yes, we talk about that. It has a wonderful illustration on the cover. It is what we call in the UK a rocket lolly, ice lolly, which I think in America would be a popsicle, but it's an ice popsicle. And it is shaped like a rocket with all the different colours going down it. And I think when you see it next to the title, you will understand why she picked that image. But she's giving lots of great tips there for having a healthy vagina so you can have a healthy sex life and feel good at menopause. So I love that book. Grow Your Own HRT. That's a thing. So hormone replacement therapy. But there are plants and seeds that you can eat that have a plant estrogen in them that's called phytoestrogen. That begins with a PH and not an F. And phytoestrogens are found in certain foods and certain sprouting seeds. So in Grow Your Own HRT, Sally Duffy, who wrote it, Sally Duffel, she's talking about the seeds that you can sprout, that you can put in your smoothies or you can put over your salads or wherever you want to put them, and how you can get phytoestrogens from that that will help to supplement your body's natural estrogens. Now, they're not as powerful as the body's estrogens, but they're a really good supplement and they can help you to manage your symptoms. So I love that. And coincidentally, I bought that book and somebody gave me a seed sprouting kit, and I sprouted some lovely seeds to put on my salads. Another book that I like is by Dr. Mache Seibel. So it's M-A-C-H-E. I'll put all these links on under the Facebook recording. Seibel, S-E-I-B-E-L. And Dr. Mache is an interesting character. He's an OBGYN based in Boston, and he was a fertility specialist. And then as his wife was reaching her 40s, it was the early 2000s, and she discovered she'd got the BRCA gene, which can mean that you makes you more susceptible to the risk of cancer. And she decided to have a hysterectomy, and because she was young, she hadn't been through menopause yet. And she turned to him and said, what should I do? Should I be taking hormone therapy? And it was just at the time when the World Health Initiative report came out that was warning women against taking estrogen because of the risk of developing cancers. And because of that, the effect on prescribing of hormone therapy was terrific. Nobody wanted to prescribe it. OBGYNs, doctors, specialists, they got really frightened of the effects of it. Now, it's been 20 years since then, and there's been lots more research. The original research has been looked into more deeply, and some of it has been discounted now. And there's a lot more information about hormone therapy. So Dr. Mache had to look into all of this in order to support his wife. And we love that because that's what he was doing. And he now specializes in perimenopause and menopause and advising women about this stage of life. And he's written several books, including The Estrogen Fix, which explains what it is that estrogen does in your body and when is a good time to be taking hormone therapy. He also takes a really holistic view of it in terms of explaining about diet and explaining about exercise and keeping yourself happy. So he provides a real range of solutions. But I think for women who are really confused about, should I take hormone therapy? Shouldn't I? What are the risks? What are the benefits? Is there a benefit to starting earlier or later? The Estrogen Fix is a really helpful book. So yeah, if you're worried about it, go and have a look at that. I also have a video that I recorded with him on YouTube where you can see me asking all the questions that you would want to ask. So that's a quick run through some of my favorites. If you're interested in bioidentical hormone therapy, there are books on that too. Suzanne Summers has a book on that. There are kind of juries out on bioidentical. If you speak to an OBGYN in America, I generally find they're not very keen because they think it sounds more natural than it is. But everybody has to find their own way and do their own research. That's why it's good to be looking through some books and deciding about the approach that you want to take. So let's take a breath because I think we're getting close to the break. And let me just quickly bring in my wonderful guest here, Jennifer Hoff. Jennifer, how are you today? How has the year been going for you so far?
It's been fast. It's been moving quickly, I gotta say. Lots going on. So, and I'm excited to be here. So thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to see you. And so when did you buy any books when you got to menopause, or how did you do your own research into what you wanted to do?
Well, I used to run the largest holistic nutrition practice in Canada. So the place that I started was definitely, I love that you were reading all those wonderful names and books that give support that way. So my first approach was always food. And what was interesting is I found the three foods that, as I took them immediately out of my diet, all the symptoms associated with being perimenopausal went away. I just had no more hot flashes, no more night sweats. They just went away completely. Yeah. And it was to my benefit that I didn't drink. I didn't drink. So, you know, not wine, not anything. I hear from my clients, that's a huge one as well.
Yeah. It's often not a popular message, Jennifer, you know, that people go. Yeah. Sometimes women resist me every inch of the way. When I'm working one-to-one with clients or I'm speaking to a group of women, they go, oh no, I love my glass of wine. And I say to them, okay.
Can't do that. Yeah.
Kind of notice what happens when you do it. And you might find that there's a pattern that during the week you don't get many hot flushes or you sleep okay. And then suddenly it gets to the weekend and you're not sleeping so well. You're getting more hot flushes. Perhaps you're more irritable. And that's the time when you were having the alcohol.
Well, the personality is a funny thing because what I used to do with my clients is say, take an entire week off and every day chart these three symptoms. Do an entire week your normal way you would and chart the same three symptoms without fail the week where they were having it. But then you can't lie to yourself, right? then you can't make up that it wasn't that. But I usually did it with, there's a standard few things, red meat, cow cheese, I find is a big one. And alcohol, definitely. And any kind of caffeine, caffeinated anything, including chocolate. So for a week, they took all of those things out. Almost, I would say it was 95% of women would say, I can't believe it. I had no symptoms. Are you sure it wasn't the moon cycle? And I'm like, no, it's just the food. I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
There's such common triggers. I mean, I don't drink a lot of alcohol, so it wasn't a problem for me. I do love a bit of chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'm going to go, do you know, I'm going to risk it. I'm going to have a bit of chocolate.
The good stuff though, right?
Oh, yeah, the 70% cocoa solids and above, those are the ones you want, and you need less of them as well because you get a lot of satisfaction from them. We're already giving our audience such great tips. Join us after the break when I'll be talking to Jennifer about how we get unstuck. See you after the break.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. And today I have a wonderful leader with me, Jennifer Huff. She's the president of The Wide Awakening and founder of the largest integrative nutrition practice in Canada, which she just mentioned, and founded the first mentorship program for complementary entrepreneurs over two decades ago. She's an expert in practical applied physics. She's mentored doctors, executives, and thought leaders globally. Her passion is to make physics practical after working with mystics, scientists, and shamans from eight different countries to free herself of her own struggle with chronic fatigue and self-sabotage. She's been on international stages, radio, television, and podcasts, and is the author, co-author of countless books and articles. But today is a very special day because her new book, Unstuck, The Physics of Getting Out of Your Own Way, is published. So not only is it my wedding anniversary, Jennifer, it's your book day.
How fun is that? I mean, coincidence? I think not.
Double celebration. I love right? it. And I know that so many of your raving fans have been waiting for today to get their hands on that book. It's going to be such an enormous success.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pat. I'm excited, and I'm excited about the book, but I'm even more excited for people to get the information so that, you know, life can change. It all started, you know, this whole world of writing the book all started from nutrition, because I only got probably about 2/3 of the way better from, I almost died. So I had migraines, I had depression. I had toxic exposure that caused all, wreaked havoc with my body. Yeah. So, God, I just, even when I mention that, I think back to that time and I think to myself, wow. That time was so awful.
Yeah.
And to think that I'm like, I feel younger and have more energy now than I did in my early 30s when that was happening. And that's why I get so passionate about it, because people say, oh, you know, I'm just aging, or, oh, you know, it's just this way, or I can't get better, it's too late, or, you know, this is just my genetics. And I think to myself, nope. I know that not to be true. I lived it, so actually a few times. I also had meningitis about 10 years after that. Yeah. And they told me I wouldn't recover from that either. So apparently they were wrong.
Whoever they are, they
right, that they.
That terrible stuff.
Darn those days.
Yeah. I hope they read your book and they'll know that they were wrong.
Me too.
And isn't it a shame that we kind of have to go through something to find that? If
right.
only we were listening to our bodies all of the time, it probably would have seemed more obvious, but often we just carry on. Things mm-hmm. get, you know, a little bit of a niggle and worse, and then suddenly there is no option. You've got to do something about yep. it.
So true.
And if only we could get to people first and say, do something. And I'm on a bit of a mission on that with menopause, is to say,
you're
to
doing
women,
it.
Learn about it. Learn about yep. it. And you don't have to get miserable like other women who go, oh, it's my menopause, life's over. I'm becoming invisible. Sorry, I'm
and
sorry.
It doesn't have to happen. That's the beauty. It just doesn't have to happen. There, the information is there. That's what's so great. And it goes far beyond, you know, the nutritional aspect, which is what I used to talk about. Now I am just so all about the what one might call epigenetic yeah. aspect, because once one understands how miraculous that is, there truly is. Nor you just, you can't, there's no more excuses. You can get better. Anyone can get better. So
yeah, I remember going to have a health screen when I was at work years ago. And, you know, they take like your parents' history. Mm-hmm. And so the nurse said to me, did your mother have any illnesses? And I just started to laugh because she'd had everything. I said, well, let's start at A and work forwards. And she said, oh, my goodness. And she was looking at me like, I don't know how you're still standing upright. And I said, but I'm not getting any of that. You know, that's not my story. That was her story.
Right.
And she was like, oh, okay. And your dad, I said, oh, okay. He died at 55. And she was like, oh. I'm like, no, that was, you know, their lives were different to mine. And I'm living my life.
And 100%. And good for you for, you know, it takes quite a bit of courage to be the one that sort of stands up to what's going on and says, I don't think it has to be this way. You know, you and I are anomalous in one way, but in another way, we're also, it's almost like we were put, I feel this way sometimes, that we were put on this planet and we hear the call of all the people that are going through the same thing that we are. And we already had our own calling to get yeah. better. And then what we did is we started pursuing things, you know. So when I was in my early 30s, after having all that depression and, you know, all this stuff coming out my skin and just feeling absolutely awful, which, by the way, would have made menopause about a million times worse, P.S. Mm. That's another huge variable in menopause, of course, stress. Mm. So if your body has no, there's something I used to talk about in nutrition called organ cushion. And your organ cushion is how much your organs can take before you start having symptoms. So if your organ cushion is this big, you do one thing that takes you over the edge of the cliff and all of a sudden you start getting symptoms. It could be aches, pains, headaches, whatever it is, but our body is designed to be fluid. So I knew that somehow at 32, 33 years old, that my body should feel really good and that I didn't need to give my power away to genetics. And so even though my body was probably filled with toxins that the doctors later told me should kill me, I still knew that somehow if this spirit is pouring through this body and I'm being called to do things in the world, then my body has the life force to be able to transcend the symptoms. And so instead of feeling like a victim, I was like a ferret. I was going to find the solutions. There was no option to not find the solutions. And as a result, you know, I just noticed that organ cushion started getting bigger. Mm. What I could take was more. So I could have that piece of chocolate without getting symptoms. I could have, you know, I could stay up a little later without getting symptom. And my body, what I found out later is that my body always wants to build back.
Yeah.
And I got that two thirds of the way better. But what happened was, and this is was the life-changing part. What happened was once I got two thirds better, I'm like, if I can get two thirds better, where's the other third? And yeah. I realized that the other third had very little to do with nutrition. Mm. It had to do with the way that I was thinking and the paradigm through which I saw life was slightly victim-y, still a little bit giving my power away to my symptoms and food, by the way, giving my power away to food and symptoms and doctors and all that kind of stuff. And I realized that I did not don the perspective that life was happening for me. I still had it that life was happening to me and I had to manage it. And it wasn't until I started studying epigenetics that I healed the other third of the way. You get what I'm saying? So because my biochemistry and your biochemistry is a direct result of the way that we think. Nutrition has some to do with it, but a lot of the times, even what we're eating is a direct result of how we're feeling or how we're plugged into life, right? So if we can change to a different vibration in the way we think, what happens is what we're attracted to even changes and everything starts to become easier.
I love it, Jennifer, because so many women get to this stage of life, they're surrounded by negative messaging about getting older. They haven't done any of the research into how they could get through this stage of life, or in fact, sail through it. It's just another stage of life.
Yeah.
And it all gets a bit frightening. And then it's the whole thing of, oh, I feel like I'm getting invisible. I don't know who I am anymore. Yeah. I've lost myself. These are common phrases that I hear.
Yeah, it's so true. And that idea of, I imagine the, I mean, just put yourself in the mind of, you know, say when you were eight and Footloose and Fancy Free for most of us, you know, somewhat, you know, and we're not carrying the weight of the world. We don't have the responsibility of children. We don't, there's a certain way we plug into life that's very curious on the adventure. If we were blessed enough not to have a tremendously volatile household. But that's the way a childhood was designed to be. You know, we think about getting back to that way of thinking and we think of it like free and easier and simpler. And if we can actually don that way of plugging into life, curious on the adventure, but plugging into it as a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old and taking that curious on the adventureness rather than trying to manage all the scary things that might hurt you, all of a sudden what happens is the adrenals can relax, the nervous system starts to be much more happy. And when the nervous system and the adrenals are relaxed, less neck and shoulder tension, less cortisol. If there's less cortisol, the cortisol doesn't get oxidized, therefore fewer hot flashes, therefore more mental clarity, your memory starts improving. And that's it's astounding, really.
It's so different. We're going to have to go to the break. Mm-hmm. So after the break, we'll be talking more about how you get unstuck so that you can move forward with grace and ease. See you after the break.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
I was so busy dancing and enjoying myself, I forgot to unmute. So welcome back to the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. So Jennifer, so many women tell me at this stage of life that they feel like they don't know their way forward, that they feel stuck, that they don't know who they're becoming. What's the kind of question they could be asking themselves to help them to move forward?
Well, this is where we get into even beyond what I like to call biophysics. Mm-hmm. So how our biology is connected to the laws of physics. Now, as soon as I say that, you know, some of the audience goes, oh, my God, she's going to talk about science. I can barely remember where my glasses are. So I want you to know that how I'm going to describe this will actually make you excited rather than have you tune out. So if we imagine a few things, especially at this phase of life, what happens is our adrenals start to take over some of the function of our ovaries, right? And so it puts more of a load. Remember, I talked about organ cushion, puts more of a load on your adrenals. And so when you have more of a load on your adrenals, one of the fun things that happens is that you're willing to put up with less baloney. Because so this is one of the reasons, it's a biological reason for being a little less forgiving of ways that you get treated that are not okay with you. It's a biological reason for why you'll settle for nothing less than you deserve. Mm-hmm. So there's already a biological natural propensity towards honoring yourself more, because the dissonance between how you know you ought to be treated and how you are being treated, what you know you should be creating and what life isn't giving, et cetera, that dissonance is something that catalyzes a new way of thinking. So already your biology is lining up for you to be wiser, literally because your body can't take it unless you treat yourself that way. So it's kind of a fun thing. Yeah. But let's talk about the physics part. That's the bio part. The physics part is this, that we give off, and one might call it energy, but for me, it's very scientific. It's not a woo concept. It's actually the concept of the photons that we give off, the photon packet, little packages of light that we give off that come from different areas of our body, more so from our hands and the bottom of our feet and the top of our heads. It's measurable. But it comes out of every cell of our body, those photons. Those photons communicate to life and to people around us. Photons contain information about what you desire, what you put up with, what you'll settle for, what you're asking for, how you want to dance with life, what you've been through. So when, and those photons get picked up by other people's cells. So people are picking up on these little packages of light that you're emanating. It's the reason why we have intuition. It's the reason why we have instincts about things. It's the reason why we have passing thoughts that, how did I know that about that person? Or something will come out of your mouth and you'll, why did I say that? Or something brilliant, where did that come from? And all of it is because you're also hearing with your 50 trillion cells, not just your two ears. So there's a whole level of hearing that's going on. And if you've lived and you've had children, for instance, even if you haven't, but if you've had children, you're very attuned to those photons because it's part of the reason why we know when your kid is in trouble or when they're doing something they shouldn't, or when they're unhappy, or when they're really super happy and we want to phone them up and they're like, I don't know why I'm calling you. So how could it transcend space? Because they might be in an entirely different country and you still know it. Mm. So this is the metaphysical reason for how we have intuition, but also how we communicate ourselves. It's like you walked into a room and you don't know why you don't want to sit next to that person and why you really want to go over there and talk to that person. There's absolutely no logical reason for it. You just know. So, and I set out to sort of study that. So how you get unstuck in long and short, like really shortening it, is you start to get really adept at speaking the language of those photons, of understanding that life has had your back all the way along, that you've been communing with life that way the whole time. And you didn't know it. And as we get more fluid with that language, that as we make it more important, our bodies become more attuned to listening to life that way. Now, I'm going to put it in a more biological term right now instead of physics, because some people hear what I just said and go, oh, come on. What you don't understand is that in Russia and in Germany over 50 years ago, they were studying these photon packages of light of trees and plants talking to each other this way. Mm-hmm. So we're even more evolved than a tree or a plant. So of course, we have a more evolved system of being able to communicate. It explains why we just know things we shouldn't know. But imagine that we could live every day as though that became a more important aspect of the day, where you're actually listening to greater consciousness and having a greater awareness of what's going on around you. And life all of a sudden doesn't get as scary because you start knowing things that you shouldn't know all the time. Yeah. However, here's the biology of that. In the base of your brain is something called a reticular activating device. This is just so crazy. The reticular activating device filters out, doesn't even filter out. It's vigilant for what you've said is important. So not only do you have these photons coming and going and kind of having a sense of which direction to go, which not to go, et cetera, et cetera, but you have a whole part of your brain that. To give you an example, in my life, it would be, I was really looking for a partner after I divorced my first husband. I was really looking for a certain kind of connection. Mm. And I sort of chucked my list out the window. You know, the list that you make about everyone you want. Yeah. And so I chucked it out the window because once I started to understand the laws of physics, I'm like, well, the entire universe is conspiring on my behalf. I'm probably looking for a package that makes me feel safe. Safety be gone, because my life isn't about safety, because I'm curious on the adventure. I don't want to already know what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. I literally want the best person for me, and the resources of all of consciousness will probably deliver me something better. So I'm going to be vigilant for the highest and best person for me, and I'm going to be curious on the adventure and kind of lose my filters. Well, my reticular activating device made me vigilant for people I never would have chosen.
Yeah.
But I noticed they were funny, or they were hilarious, or they were great cooks like my husband, or they, things that were never on my list. Mm. And all of a sudden, you know, I found Adam and here he is. Or it's as simple as, you know, I want to get a red Volkswagen Beetle. And as soon as you start shopping for it, your reticular activating device put you on the road, and everywhere you look, someone is driving a red Volkswagen Beetle. And it's not because there's more red Volkswagen Beetles, although in physics that could be so. But even just in your 3D biological life, the base of your brain is now vigilant for all the Volkswagen Beetles, let alone red ones, right? So wow. To get unstuck is to start to become conscious about what we've decided is important. Because not only biologically does it change your life, because your brain changes what you're looking for, but also metaphysically it changes your life because it tells life itself that you're more interested in, you know, I had to get over that my husband's filled with tattoos. You know, I had to get over that he doesn't particularly like going for walks in nature because he's had back operations.
Yeah.
I kind of had to get over a bunch of stuff that I thought should have been on my list.
And it wasn't. My example of that would be after my day of work, walking to work and crying, and I came home and said to my husband, I'm not going to do that anymore. And then I started to notice these neuro-linguistic programming courses and hypnotherapy. And I thought I'd really love that. I'd love to, you know, find out more about that. So I went along, I signed up for a course. I didn't know how I was going to do it because, you know, I was working full time, I was commuting. And then along came an opportunity to take early retirement. It's like The universe went, oh, okay, here you go. I thought, I am having that. And I came out of that, I was doing the course, and then I set up in my business. And so it has rolled on with, as soon as I start to really like get an inkling of something that I want to be curious about, it shows up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, great first tip.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things where we get stuck with too is, so one of my favorite things to do is suggest to people that they use an evidence journal, that you start collecting evidence for when you actually got out of the way, that life sent you exactly what you were looking for. Not having that evidence, you know, I remember one of the major things I did as a nutritionist is I started using a measurement chart because I noticed that people wouldn't remember how bad they were and they had no idea how good they were getting. So I started implementing this measurement chart that I could put it in front of their face and like, oh yeah, yeah, I forgot that I was getting headaches almost every day. It's really funny. And, you know, it's amazing though, that when you feel better, you forget, that's great because now you're not vigilant for the next headache. Yeah. However, it's really great when people get a little bit discouraged. I go to my big old evidence journal here all the time when I'm being a dingbat and I'm focused on things that aren't working for me. Yeah. I just look up a bunch of stuff and I'm just reminded.
It's great advice. And I do that with my clients who come to me for therapy, and I get them to fill something out about how they feel at the moment. And then I check in with them. Look, this is how you were feeling. Because also as a hypnotherapist, I sometimes say to them, you might forget to remember how you felt before. And they do. So it's really important to be able to remind them that you were not in a good place. We're heading for the last break. Can't believe time is just whizzing past us here. Join me after the break when we'll be getting just the best tips off of Jennifer for how to get unstuck. See you after the break.
Join us every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for The Mind Behind Leadership, where we focus on what leadership really means to us and to others. We have practical discussions with the CEOs of some of the world's largest companies, owners of small businesses, and experts in psychology and behavior to get that inside track, what to do, what to avoid, and what really happens. Join me, Graham Dobbin, at the new time, 4 p.m. every Tuesday for The Mind Behind Leadership here live on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, buddy, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, empowering women leaders at menopause, where my guest today is the amazing Jennifer Huff. Her book launch day, so it feels like you're giving birth when you actually publish a book. It's that, yeah. You know, you're putting something really that you love and that you've spent a lot of time working on and putting it out there into the world, so I totally get what this kind of day feels like, and opening the box and smelling your books for the first time. Anyway, I need to get all of your wisdom out in just a very short time. So what three things can women do to successfully navigate life despite all the craziness that's going on? Give us your top tips.
Well, I would say that giving yourself an understanding of the smallest particles of you and how your mind and your thinking affects the smallest particles of you. If you can, you could listen to all the teachers you want. We could talk until we're blue in the face. But until your left logical brain actually has a new understanding of life, there isn't an embodied shift, and you'll just be trying things. In order to make a permanent cellular shift, the information has to be taken in kind of in the same way that one does when one finally gets what it's like to ride a bike, or what it when one finally gets what it's like to float in the ocean.
Yeah.
Or what the same as, you know, when you finally kind of get skiing or whatever it is for you. And so there's a, what I call that the process of embodiment. Make the aim embodiment. The embodiment of living an unstuck life. So change your focus. Now, what are you changing it from? Any area where you perceive that you think you're broken and you need fixing. Because if you approach your life, and I talk quite a bit at the beginning of the book about this, Pat, like a lot, because when we perceive ourselves as broken, that's already something on your organ cushion. It's already adding to your organ cushion. If you perceive yourself as broken, what if you're not broken at all? What if there's just information that you don't have? That's not broken. That's just, you know, not informed.
Yeah.
That's just thirsty for information. That's an entirely different thing than broken and needing fixing. But the problem is we get marketed to like there's something wrong with us. Even, you know, the things that you talk about on your show, hot flashes, night sweats, you know, the lack of energy, all the symptoms that happen when we're in this phase of life, when we don't have all the information we need. Even those are not brokenness. It's just lack of information.
Yeah.
And the embodiment of that information takes keeping. So here's point two, keep an evidence journal. Do measure everything. When I do this, 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 and this, and include. So if I was to say right now what to be measuring, I would say one, take the top, you know, the effects of the major ones that I've seen for people are alcohol and sugar. Just put alcohol and sugar and whether you ate those things on the day, on that day. Then you're going to put stress level 0 to 10. Then you're going to put how you slept 0 to 10. Then you're going to put whether you had symptoms that day of, you know, your whatever symptoms you get 0 to 10. And you're going to make a list and you just measure it for a month. Be informed about yourself. Take your power back. Understand what's going on in your body so that you know what to get informed about. Right?
Really important. And often when clients come to me, I say, let's start with a journal. Mm-hmm. You know, let's start by seeing what happens when.
It's essential.
You do this, what happens? And really understanding the whole cause and effect.
Yeah. If you don't know what the beginning of the bridge is, you literally can't build the bridge, yeah. Right? If you don't know where the beginning is. So the third piece is understand epigenetics. Start to understand epigenetics. Certainly Unstuck will give you a really good start around how the mind affects the body and how you're thinking. And read the book, because what you'll find at the end of each chapter is an exercise that kind of makes both your reticular activating device vigilant for what would serve you. So that's one thing it does. But those exercises also, Pat, start to change the photons that you emanate out into existence about who you are and what you're about. And what you'll get back from life will all of a sudden magically change who comes to you, the ways that you're treated. And most certainly and most importantly, epigenetics says that when you change the way you think and the way you perceive life and up-level it, the genetics that express in your body instantaneously must change because your biochemistry is changing based on the degree to which your organ cushion is stressed out or not. So as you shift your relationship and your perceptions on health and, you know, in the book, it covers health and finance and your relationship to the past and all the things that have happened with your family, your relationship to the overwhelm of what's going on in the world right now. As you come to deeper truths about those, your entire biochemistry shifts and your reality as a result, even in a few weeks, will change just from changing internas deliberately designed for that so that people don't have to live in overwhelm in times of great change. So.
Yeah, because, and sometimes, you know, menopause can feel like this massive change. You're in this liminal space. You're between who you were and who you're becoming, although every day we're becoming. So anyway, but moving on. And so sometimes women think they get worried because they saw their mother go through menopause and it didn't look like a particularly pretty picture. And they go, oh, you know, or their mother has talked to them about it and said, you know, this is what happened to me and you're just like me. You know, you hear that phrase.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Just like me. And I always start when I'm talking about symptoms, I'm talking about the factors that can affect it. You might think that if your mother had one particular type of menopause, that's what yours is going to be like. Let that go now. Firstly, your genes were only a part of all of this.
Yep.
There's so much else going on. And even if you've got some genes that are related to this, they don't have to express. I mean, what you're saying about epigenetics, you know, this doesn't have to be your experience. You can make that decision and that choice.
Absolutely.
That you're going to have a great menopause.
Right. And then go and do the things that actually give you that result. Because again, it goes back to the education, right? Be educated in yourself. Go and look up the things that you need to know in order to be empowered for your own experience of menopause or, quite frankly, of any health issue.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all out there. I know we're running out of time. And so where should our listeners go to find out more about the book and more about you, Jennifer?
Well, they can go to thewideawakening.com/unstuck. And what we're doing as a result of the book is, first of all, we're doing an amazing sort of celebration party today. And then what we're also doing is, on that page, you'll find some of those resources about epigenetics. Once you register, we'll email you that. Some amazing charts and tools, the workbook to follow along with from the book. And we're also doing a free class on how to actually live out a life in your superpowers, like really embody your superpowers. And we're going to do a free workshop coming up, so you get the date and the details. We usually charge like $300 for that workshop, so it'll be amazing.
Sign me up.
You're coming. Yeah. Done.
I want to be there. It's going to be
the wideawakening.com/unstuck, Pat. You're in.
We will put it underneath the recording so that everybody can see that. Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's been such a celebration to be with you on your book baby's birthday. And it's just going to be such a massive bestseller. I can't wait. And thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to my wonderful producer today, Sam Leibovitz. Stay tuned for the wonderful Dr. Terilyn Curry Avery, the Dr. TLC, talking about racism, and it's always such an amazing show. See you next week when we'll have another show and another great guest. So thank you everybody for listening. See you on the Hot Women Rock Radio Show.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Uninformed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.